chapter 7 to 9.
And when this has taken place, the times will quickly come to an end. The 4 hours, 9 tribes, 3, 7, in the third part of 2, and destructive and impious men will rule, who represent themselves as being teachers. And these men will arouse the wrath of their souls, for they will be deceitful men, pleasing only themselves, false in every way imaginable, and who love feasts at any hour of the day, devouring, gluttonous.
Several non-extant lines are missing here.
But in reality, they consume the goods of the poor, saying that their acts are grounded on compassion, while in fact they are simply exterminators, deceitfully seeking to conceal themselves so that they will not be recognized as completely impious on account of the lawlessness and iniquity which they commit from sunrise to sunset, saying, "We shall have feasts and luxury, eating and drinking, and we suppose that we are princes." And though their hands and their minds will touch impure things, yet their mouths will speak enormous things, and they will even say, "Do not touch me, lest you pollute me in the position I occupy." And a second punishment will come upon them, and wrath such as has never happened to them from the creation till that time, when he will stir up against them a king of the kings of the earth, and one who has supreme authority, who will crucify those who confess their circumcision, and those who kill it. He will torture and hand them over to be led to prison in chains. And their women will be given to the gods of the nations, and their young sons will be cut by physicians in order to bring forward their foreskins. And others among them will be punished by tortures, and by fire, and by sword. And they will be compelled to publicly bear idols which are no less polluted than those that contain them. And likewise, they will be compelled by their torturers to enter into their secret place, where they will be compelled to outrageously revile the word, and finally, to revile both their laws and what they had placed upon their own altar. Then, even as he is speaking, there will be a man from the tribe of Levi, whose name is Taxo. He, having 7 sons, will speak earnestly to them. "See, my sons, behold, a second punishment has befallen the people, cruel, impure, going beyond all bounds of mercy and even exceeding the former one. For which nation, or which province, or which people of those which have done many crimes against the Lord have suffered such evils as those which have covered us? Now therefore, my sons, heed me. For if you investigate, you will surely know that our fathers and their forefathers never tempted God by transgressing his commandments. Yes, you will surely know that this is our strength. And this is what we shall do. We must fast for a 3-day period, and on the 4th day we shall go into a cave, which is in the open country. And there, let us die rather than transgress the commandments of the Lord of Lords, the God of our fathers. For if we do this, and do die, our blood will be avenged before the Lord.